Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Gerald A. Cabaness, C-A-V-A-N-E-S-S, addresses 11 Via Los Arboles, A-R-B-O-L-E-S, Chico, California, 95928, phone 530-230-763 for ideas, XXX-XX-7586. Date of birth is 18 February 1945. 80-year-old married retired teacher slash administrator. Insurance is Medicare slash Humana. Pharmacy is CVS East Avenue, Chico, 530-896-5404. The clinical indication, I'm sorry, it is addressed to Char, C-H-A-R, Bush, B-U-S-H, certified nurse practitioner. Paradise Medical Group. 6470 Pence Road, Suite B and C, Paradise, California, 95969-3674, 530-872-6650, fax is 530-877-7260. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation. For history of restlessness, subparagraph diagnosis of restless leg syndrome. Comorbid medical problems. Findings of a soft eosinophilic esophagitis treated, incidental findings of Zinker's diverticulum, next paragraph, recent history of cardiovascular evaluation with diagnosis of possible right coronary artery disease. Subparagraph, this was treated by a local cardiologist and then reevaluated with discontinuation of amlodipine. Dear Charbush, thank you for your assistance in referring records on Gerald Cavanaugh for the continued neurological evaluation. Subparagraph, Gerald was seen initially on September 1, 2025, with a history of nocturnal restlessness and tentative diagnosis of restless leg syndrome, for which he had been treated with oral gabapentin with some benefit. Subparagraph, recent medications include montelukast, omeprazole, 81 milligrams aspirin, vitamin C, naproxen, 500 milligrams, hydrocodone APAP, taken after he went off gabapentin. New paragraph, his new complaints were recurrent tremor and symptoms of cognitive decline. New paragraph. He gave a history of evaluation by Dr. Rashid, R-A-S-H-E-E-D, at Enloe Hospital for Zinker's diverticulum with symptoms of GERD. He also gave a history of evaluation by Dr. Granlund, G-R-A-N-L-U-N-D, of Orthopedic Associates for right and left rotator cuff symptoms. New paragraph, he has seen Dr. Green at UCSF Urology undergoing prostate surgery for prostate cancer. He underwent evaluation by Dr. Massa, M-A-S-S-A, at Enloe Hospital for, quote, blood thinner evaluation. Subparagraph, diagnostic stress testing was completed by Dr. S-A-Y-E-D-A-H-M-A-D at Enloe Hospital. He underwent evaluation, new paragraph, he underwent evaluation by Dr. Dinesh Verma, V-E-R-M-A, at Enloe Hospital for asthma with a history of suspected sleep apnea. New paragraph. Following his initial neurological evaluation with clinical symptoms suggesting possible early Parkinsonism, he completed comprehensive laboratory testing. For dementia evaluation, subparagraph. Those studies included a positive beta amyloid 42/40 ratio with PTA, all caps PTAU217/ABETA40 ratio. Showing a valuation of 0.0763, elevated from expected values of the ratio of those two findings. Subparagraph, the quest Alzheimer's disease, APOE isoform in the plasma, was abnormal with values of E3/E4. Subparagraph, his medical evaluation laboratory study showed an elevated hemoglobin A1C of 6.1 and an insulin resistance score of 96. Subparagraph, nutritional assay showed an absence of measurable vitamin B3-Pellagra risk in parenthesis, and vitamin B5. And a low zinc level of 48. Paragraph, these studies indicate Alzheimer's disease risk findings, in parenthesis, three in parenthesis, dementia risk findings, parenthesis two, new paragraph. He completed the neuroquantitative MRI brain imaging study, which on the volumetric analysis showed mild involutional changes in the cerebral hemispheres. With mild chronic microvascular ischemic changes. There was no evidence for acute intracranial hemorrhage, ischemia, mass effect, encephalomalacia, or malformation. New paragraph. In consideration of these findings, and his Alzheimer's risk, I am scheduling him for an amyloid PET CT imaging study to exclude Alzheimer's disease, where he might be a candidate for referral for therapeutic infusion intervention. New paragraph. I have written prescriptions for him for niacinamide, 500 milligrams, to take with his prescribed general daily vitamin, covering his other vitamin and mineral deficiencies. New paragraph. We are scheduling him for a high-resolution, all caps, DAT, D-A-T, imaging study in that is at the imaging center in Roseville. Upon his return with the results of his imaging study evaluations, I will consider referral for Alzheimer's infusion therapy in Marysville and treatment for Parkinsonism as may be defined on his imaging procedure. New paragraph. We also identified that he had a subphysiologic ferritin level suggesting early iron deficiency for which further iron therapy will be considered, as was discussed today. New paragraph. As he returns with the results of these imaging procedures and testing, I will consider readjustment of his regimen for cognitive decline. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when he returns, and then sign with my professional signature.